Yeah, definitely. It was definitely a dogfight. We did a great job fighting, and they made great shots down the stretch as well, but I think we did a good job persevering, and we had a sneak peek of that against Melbourne. We realized, you know, we play pretty well when we have a sense of urgency, and we just have to find a way to play with that throughout the whole game instead of, you know, always trying to play catch-up.
Tell us about your emotion. Obviously, the play was drawn up that way, and for you, was it? Can you tell us what was said in the timeout, and then how it unfolded?
Yeah, it was just that, you know, to get the ball in the waxy and then come off and then just try to make a play happen, whether it was me taking the shot or finding an open guy. But I'm just so glad we got that win, because it would have been very frustrating to fight back into the game like that and then, you know, still end up with the loss.
You've played a lot of basketball and at a lot of different levels. Is that one of the better shots that you've made in a game?
Oh, yeah, I would say it definitely ranks up there. But, you know, the journey's still going, but I'm definitely glad that I can tally that one in there.
And can we ask what you were saying as you were running down the courts?
My family asked the same thing. I honestly don't remember. I was just caught up in so much emotion. But, you know, it's part of the game. But, yeah, I couldn't tell you. I really don't remember at all.
The shot could be so crucial to the season, couldn't it? Because you stay in second, but you could have dropped down to fourth and been amongst the field. So do you feel like that was not a season saver, but a defining moment maybe?
I think it was definitely a wake-up call, for sure. And like you said, we know the team that we can be, especially when we play with a sense of urgency from start to finish. And we just have to do a better job of, you know, playing like that, pretending we're down from the start of the game instead of, you know, waiting until the last quarter.
Can I just ask, your family were watching, were they? Were watching
back
in the States?
They
were
watching.
What were their emotions then?
They were pretty excited, and I finally got the little login to work in for the app. So this was their first game they actually saw this season. So it was a great way to finish it.
So what, on the phone, on the computer?
I believe it was on the computer, yeah. So, but everybody texts me after the game, so I was just happy we got a win for their first time watching.
When you take the walk from the bench out to get it all set up for that last play, what's the feeling like knowing that it's going to come down to your shoulders for that last bit?
You just, you know, you try not to think about it, but like you said, you played a lot of basketball, and you just trust your instincts, and whatever happens, happens. You know, we put in work, we practice all the time, and we all believe in each other, so you feel confident going out there.
Do you feel a bit for Travis Trice, because his basket was so good and so close to the end of the time?
Yeah, definitely. I was just thinking about when he hit the shot, I was like, man, that's potentially his second game winner this year. But unfortunately, we had to take that one from him.
Tell us about the uniform. It's a bit of a different look, and going way back in Wildcat history with the 1982 singlet.
Yeah, definitely. We're definitely taking it back to the roots. And, you know, obviously you put on a big sense of pride whenever you play for this organization. And I don't think I was even thought of when they were called West State, but I'm happy to be wearing the logo.
Important games this week. I mean, no basketball would say it, but you take on Sydney, bottom of the table, mm-hmm. Two really important wins to keep yourself maybe in the hunt for the top position.
Absolutely. At this point in the season, it doesn't matter who we play. You know, a win is a win, a loss is a loss, and they both add up. So we just want to make sure we take care of what we need to take care of for these last 8 games, I think it is.
Jerome Randall, looking forward to taking on him, and also Kevin Lish. Do you know much about Kevin Lish?
Yeah, I know a little bit about him. Obviously, they're both great players. Lish has had a tremendous career from what I know of out here. Randall, he's a hell of a player as well, and it's going to be a dogfight. You know, you don't want to overlook any teams. They got great players, great talent, but so do we, and hopefully we can come out with a win and carry this momentum off and end the season right.
Which one do you tell Damo to take?
He's the boss, so whichever one he says, I'll just go grab the other one.
With the uniform, obviously a change is as good as a holiday, as I say. When you get something different throughout the year, there's a bit of a novelty, a bit of a freshener up for everyone when you have something like this during the season.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, it's coming down to the stretch, and I just think something like this, just seeing, like I said, when they first started becoming an organization, and you know how much of a winning organization this is, it's a great sense of pride. And for them to be as great as they've been over the years, and for us to be playing for this team now, we just want to carry that tradition. And this is nice to just look back and see this is kind of where it started.
You've got the win, but are you worried about your performances in recent games, or do you think things will turn around pretty quickly with the playoffs just ahead?
No, not worried at all. You know, I think, like I said, at this time, this is crunch time, and this is where great teams find a way to gel together, and this is when chemistry is most important. But, you know, we believe in each other. Our chemistry is great on and off the court, and we know what to do. So I trust the process, and I think we're going to be just fine.